Tom, what's up, babe? Hey, Tom, how are you doing today?
I'm good, brother. How can I help you?
Doing pretty good. Hey, so I was going to tell you, I just got a notification that you had some questions about the Google Verified.
What is that, brother?
Okay, so Google Verified, basically what you do is your business will partner with Google, and then they'll send you pre-qualified exclusive leads. So basically what they'll do is they'll route a customer right over to your phone. Now, there's customers specifically that shop in the Google Verified, right? Now, it'll be for different services that you offer. So you're not only going to be like underhand man, like, you know, how you're also doing like your light electrical, you know, your furniture assembly, painting, pressure washing, all those types of things. So basically under those services, they're going to send you those clients, right? Now, it comes down at $43 for a qualified lead. Now, that lead's not shared with nobody, and the only time you pay for the lead is if you actually gain the appointment with the client, right? So you're getting business with this client, then that lead will be charged to your budget. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. Now, they'll ask you for a minimum budget of at least 13 leads to start with. Now, it's not a reoccurring monthly rate. The way it works is, in your case, the budget sits at $559, okay? Now, what you do with that budget, it goes right to your Google business profile. Now, say you come to a point where you need more work, you want to fill out another crew or whatever, right? What you do is you open your dashboard, you click start, and you'd have your budget there. Now, Google's going to put you at the very top of every page for all those different categories. When they pair a customer with your business, what the client's going to hear is, you're now being routed to your Google Verified contractor. You then receive the phone call. AI is going to start analyzing it. If, in fact, that client does result in an appointment where you're gaining business with them, at that point, your budget will be deducted at the rate of $43 from that $559. So that will give you 13 qualified leads. Once you use about 7 of them, at that point, they'll let you know, hey, you're running low, and you can kind of re-up at that point. Right? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's that Google Verified program. They'll basically, they're just going to upgrade your profile as well. You'll get a blue badge that says Verified. Then it'll say pass background check, pass licensing check. Basically, you have everything in the area to operate. Now, right now, you're ranking number one. All Season Handyman, I just did the search. I wanted to see where you're at. And you rank number one on the local maps. But this is going to put you at the very top of every page wherever you want to be listed. Right now, I did the search in Fresno, right? So you'd actually have all of California to be a top ranked handyman in that area. He just let us know, hey, I want to be in this area. We put you up, and you go straight to the top of the page. Now, the only thing is there is that application process, right, with this one. So with that application process, there is no insurance requirement, and obviously there's no licensing. But what they will do is background check, you know, normal stuff. No felonies in the past 7 years. You can supply either your driver's license, state ID, United States passport, and we go ahead and get those passed out for you, and then once it comes back as accepted, at that point, you can go ahead and activate your budget.
Well, for right now, I think I'll pass, bro. But I did have a question. I opened it up and it said get Google Verified. I was like, ooh, well, let me click that. And then it said, okay.
Yeah, for real, to find out more. No, for sure. Yeah. I mean, if you ask AI about Google Verified, here's the deal. If you are interested, give me a call. I'll do it for you at $125. Normally it's $250, right? But tonight, do a little bit of research on it. Go ask Gemini. I know you like the AI side, so go ask either Gemini, ChatGPT, hey, how is Google Verified? It'll tell you. It's literally the gold standard for small to medium-sized businesses. You'll never need anything again. Right now, you've got all the local SEO, all your local map programming maintenance. That's great, right? That's going to give you everything you need. Now, with the Google Verified, this is about growth. I mean, you actually look at the companies in the area that are running it. They're big companies, right? And you're there. You're right there, right? I mean, you are ranked number one. So this is pretty much the only thing that you're missing at this point. But whenever you're ready, you know, look into it and, you know, give me a call. I'll give you a good discount on it. The budget, once it comes back, it can take about 6 weeks to get the application to come back as approved, right? But once it does, at that point is when you can, typically about 72 hours go by. Most owners will activate the budget at that point.
Then I had another question, Dave. You know, when I look up and then my Google business profile comes up, it says right here, what pops up is that ugly picture of that light, bro. How do I get that light bulb? How do I get rid of that?
Okay, let me see. when you search your business profile, you said that a light bulb pops up. Oh, on the Google business profile. Okay.
Yeah.
So you want
us
to?
I've been trying to get rid of that thing. See those pictures there? Those first pictures, they're all outdated. But I would rather have my logo there. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. No, yeah, that's fine. Let me put in a CNC on the account, a dash. We'll have the profile updated. So basically, we can switch it out. Do we already, by any chance, and I'll look for you, right? But if you know off the top of your head, have you submitted any photos for us yet?
Yeah. So I have to do it on the app?
Well, if you already submitted some to us and we already have those, like they worked with website or whatever with any photos, if you want anything in particular there, I'll CNC and put he wants some photos from what he's already sent us, and then they'll have it, right? So that way they can kind of switch some of this stuff out for you. That's not a problem.
So where do I go to do it, bro? I opened up my dashboard right now. Where do I go to do that?
To submit the photos?
Yes.
Okay, let me get this here for you. I'm going to pull up a dashboard so I can walk you through it. Give me one sec.
And then I've been kind of having a little bit of problem, bro, with that tracking number because I noticed that it'll ring, bro, and then I'll answer it, and then it'll just be quiet for a long time and then just hangs up. It'll be silent, and then I'll be like, and it's like always like a missed call. I'll be like, I already got like three of them, bro, and I'm like, man, dude, that's kind of annoying that I'm trying to answer the phone, and it's just kind of like, I don't know if the AI assistant is picking it up, and I'm like, but then it just hangs up, bro. Like, I don't even get to speak to the client or anything.
Okay. Let me put this on your account. Give me one sec. Okay, so I need a CNC for call tracking, dropping calls. All right. And then we're updating GBP photos. All right, I'll tell you what. Is there a photo on the website? That way you don't even have to really submit anything right now. Is there a photo on your website? Oh, you said you want to use your logo, right? All Season Handyman?
Yeah, I got
the logo. Yeah, that's not okay. So we can, so you just tell me which ones you want taken off that are on the Google Business. But like, I see that bed right there, like the furniture assembly. I see the light bulb. So we'll remove the light bulb.
Yeah, the light bulb definitely got to go, bro. And then you see that old one. It's that old one with that light, and it has like that studio prop.
Uh-huh.
I'm over that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I've been posting stuff on it because I'll go on it and then I'll go to post. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then I've been posting pictures and stuff like that. But I've been trying to get rid of that picture, bro, forever. And I'm like, how do I even get rid of that thing, bro? Like, I don't even know how I even got there, to be honest with you.
We'll remove it for you. So we're going to update the photos on you, and we're going to remove the light bulb, and we're going to replace it with the logo.
Yeah, I just want it to look cleaner, brother, and more updated.
Yeah.
The thing's been like that for a long time, bro. So, I mean, if we get rid of that star, bro, I mean, of that light bulb, bro, and then put my logo there. So my logo is the first one, the one that pops up. That'd be great.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. I'll get that taken care of for you, Tom.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you guys, bro. So far, so good, man. I'm happy, man. I'm hoping that it starts to pick up the calls because I've gotten a couple calls. I've gotten a couple calls, but you know, I'm hoping that we begin to get flooded out.
Yeah, man, we're just getting started, right? That's one of the things with Google, man. Once it starts snowballing on top of each other, that's where we want to be, right? So I know it's going to work for you. I mean, as far as ranking, we're right in the right place where we want to be. I mean, it's a lot better than being on that second pitch, right? I'm trying to hope for we're definitely doing good right now. We want to keep that one up. And then if there's anything you need from me, Tom, you know, you just give me a call, send me a text, and I'll make sure to get on top of that for you.
One more thing, Dave, please. There were a couple of of one-star reviews, bro, that weren't even for me, bro. Like, somebody put it, and they're like, and they're talking about somebody else. I don't even know who that is. And I told them, hey, look, and I responded to him. I said, hey, look, my name is Thomas. I'm the owner and operator of this business, and I don't work with that person. They don't work for me. So you're leaving the review for the wrong person. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And uh-huh. they just ignored it. I think it might be like a competitor, bro, that wanted to just put like leave me a bad review because I had nothing but 5-star reviews. That in that same like 2 months, bro, I got some. They gave me three 1-star reviews, bro, for people I don't even know that I never did work for, bro. So I'm like, damn, bro.
Yeah, that sounds like that might be, yeah, somebody just, because, I mean, you're Mr. Handyman serving Fresno and Clovis. I mean, they're up there, too, and they're your competitors. I mean, I know they're seeing you as a competitor as well, right? So, I mean, people can be like that out there. Good thing you got our company that manages your online reputation. So I'm seeing the account for that one as well, so we can have our online reputation management team look into that for you.
Please, bro. I really appreciate it, man. Thank you, babe.
Absolutely. For sure. I got you. Take care.
Well, good day. Thank you, brother. Talk to you guys.
You too. If you need anything, you give me a call, okay?
All right, bro. Thank you.
Yes. Okay.